This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. In North Dakota, Native youth played a significant role last November getting out the Native vote. Groups like Turtle Mountain Youth Council utilized social media and quick strategic organizing skills to rally Native voters on Election Day. Continuing our series on voting access in North Dakota, Christine Trudeau reports.
Along with rural and Native voters being hit hard by the new voter ID law last year, were students in particular, says Prairie Rose Seminole, a member of the three affiliated tribes and a longtime Native vote organizer in North Dakota. And in a state of doers, she says, the Turtle Mountain Youth Council stepped up to join that tradition in a big way.
We had a huge success up at Turtle Mountain. I mean, so much so that their young people started organizing on their own. I mean, I went up there, and they're calling through the phone book for the second time to make sure people had rides, knew where they voted, and then they were marching in a blizzard, you know? I just was so in awe of what their young people were doing at Turtle Mountain.
Home stretch! Home stretch! Stand and vote. Native votes matter. We're almost there.
That's Colton Berkland, Youth Council Vice President, giving one of many Facebook Live updates throughout Election Day. This one from their several-mile march in temperatures close to single digits, from their local high school to a nearby polling site.
This is out to set a statement for anybody who's watching, everybody who's listening. We're here and we're not going anywhere.
But their Get Out the Vote efforts didn't start or stop there. With help from voting rights advocacy group Four Directions and the Turtle Mountain Tribal Chairman Jamie Asher, come Election Day, they organized 100 volunteers, from poll monitors to attorneys with the Native American Rights Fund, and drivers who provided rides to and from each polling site all day. The Youth Council also set a goal to surpass the previous voter turnout for Rolette County, which includes the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians Reservation. Then Youth Council Chairwoman Alexis Davis documented the moment on Facebook Live when they hit their goal.
4619. We had to be
4619?
4,732. We beat it! We beat it! We beat it!
From their continuous social media updates, along with volunteer call to actions and appearances on local tribal radio station Kia, all appears to have helped boost voter turnout. The final ballot count for Rolette County was just over 5,100, a new record. For National Native News, I'm Christine Trudeau.
This story is a collaboration among National Native News, the Solutions Journalism Network, and Prairie Public Broadcasting. And Tuesday in North Dakota, there will be a congressional field hearing on voting rights and election administration in the state. The Sioux Falls Argus Leader reports the U.S. House Elections Subcommittee will convene at 10 a.m. at the headquarters of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in Fort Yates. Witnesses from South Dakota and North Dakota will discuss Native American voter disenfranchisement and suppression. Among the speakers will be Ruth Buffalo, who was the first Native woman Democrat elected to the North Dakota legislature last fall. Buffalo defeated the Republican male legislator who sponsored a controversial voter identification law many saw as an effort to curtail Native voter turnout. In Arizona, three tribes are filing a lawsuit over a proposed open-pit copper mine near Tucson. The Arizona Daily Star reported the Tohono O'odham, Hopi, and Pascua-Yaqui tribes want to block a federal Clean Water Act permit for the Rosemont mine. They argue the mine in the Santa Rita Mountains would, quote, scar the cultural landscape and destroy numerous cultural resources belonging to the Tohono O'odham and their ancestors. The suit argues the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers violated the Clean Water Act and numerous other federal laws and regulations when it granted Rosemont a permit that opens the way for construction to begin. There are now five lawsuits against the mine. The Corps has declined to comment. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Support by PrairieEdge.com, where you'll find a variety of buffalo items like robes, skulls, rattles, and drums, serving the Native American community for over 36 years, located in Rapid City, or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopiah. Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean, and Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.